The present book aims at striking the mean between these two extremes, and at showing a man who, though wholly devoted to his art, spending the most significant and perhaps even the greatest part of his life in his studio, nevertheless lived intensely outside it. Yet it does not stray far into the field of criticism, analysis, or interpretation. There are several reasons for this. And the first is that Braque was surely right in saying that the only important thing in art is that which cannot be explained. Then, while detailed analysis and technical description certainly have their value, they would be out of place in a book that is intended for the intelligent but unspecialized reader. And as for interpretation, that source of so many books about Picasso, it seems to me of value only when the author is a man as interesting as his subject. In the course of my reading, I have necessarily waded through thick clouds of interpretive Teutonic metaphysics and a great deal of homespun psychology. But few of the writers came anywhere near this standard, and little of what they wrote shed much light on Picasso. What I have done, therefore, when I come to an important picture, is to describe it as accurately as I can, without obtruding any attempt at explanation on the reader, still less telling him what he ought to think. Then I say something about its impact on me. And when, as it sometimes happens, this differs from the generally accepted view, I give that view as well.